This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Appreciate you guys being in here all week, man. You guys have been great this week. This week, you know, the vibes have been a little better than last week, certainly. I mean, you lose to one of the best teams in baseball in the Mariners. One of the best pitching staffs. Good lineup. You're like, all right, we won out of three. When we got swept by the Dodgers and I was in Texas and everything was going on in your personal life, I think about the difference, the stark difference in how the shows went this week compared to that. So I just wanted to thank the Tier 1s for making it a lot more tolerable this week. And I guess the team for making it a lot more tolerable this week as well. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and joins us as well. And you had finally filled me in. Australia will be making an appearance today. I'd forgotten what I had sent you.
Yeah, I won't give it away completely.
Yeah, because then you can do research.
Play some real or fake in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
And you'll figure it based on something I said on Monday on the show. And I'll just leave it at that, and we'll get to it coming up in about 15, 20 minutes here when we play Real or Fake for a chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas.
But just a little pre-qualifier. I will not be able to help you on this one. This one, I am aware of it. I sent it to Ben. So I can't help you. So you will be on your own. And Australia will be the topic in this. In honor of my pal Aussie Tony coming to town next week. Very excited to see him. Little reunion. And I'm really excited for you guys to meet him. He's probably the wildest dude I've ever met in my whole life. He's wild. Hannah's very nervous, you know, because she knows.
And he's not staying with you, is he?
No, he's not staying. He's got his own hotel. Right. And I may go down and I got such a busy week next week, like beyond crazy.
He said he wants to meet me.
Badly. Badly. He's got gifts for you guys. Like, he's legit.
Can't wait.
Got gifts for the kids. He's so super excited. But he's like, he's been watching.
So
from,
he's a
from
pit,
Australia.
A pit boss, right?
Yeah.
At a casino in Melbourne.
Casino looks amazing, by the way.
I'm curious.
So we need a trip.
How, I don't know, obviously, what the casino scene is in Australia. Is it like old school Las Vegas?
Jeez,
do they
mates.
Have those, like, back rooms?
That's what it's like.
You know, is he like a enforcer or is
he's
just like a hospitality guy? A pit boss gives a certain connotation. Like when you watch the movies.
Yeah, of course.
And the pit boss and, you know, they catch a cheater and you take you into the
Can
back
you ever
room.
Come back into my casino.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
I'm gonna break your kneecaps.
I feel like it can be kind of rough and tumble. And I don't know. Maybe it's not like that in Australia. I've got no idea. I'm
literally
curious.
Every Aussie that I've ever met is rough and tumble.
That is
every
true.
Single
that
one.
Is true.
They're everyone I've ever met. They are sharp, quick-witted, cool, wild. I was a wild dude in my 20s. Wild as it gets. I don't even come close to the wildness that are the five Australian people that I've met and hung out with my entire life. Our buddy Richo, who's a huge Tier 1, huge Padres fan. He lives over in Australia as well. He and his buddies are going to be making a trip to Melbourne. So I'm going to put those two dudes together, and it's going to be like the perfect storm. It's going to be great. But he is he's such a good dude, man. And we really bonded. You know, it's one of those things. It's like I met a guy that I'm going to be friends. Let me tell you how kind he is. That dude has checked on my dad almost every day.
Huh.
You know, like he checks on the kids. We had a special thing when we met and, you know, bonded over a band, bonded over the amazing day, my birthday that we had there. And it's rare that you meet someone and you go, that's going to be a friend of mine till I'm dead and gone. And he lives a billion miles. It's 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow in Melbourne.
It's already
right
Friday.
Now. Yeah, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. Happy Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So
the weekend.
In Australia,
I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to meet him. And he really he wants to get into baseball. You know, he's a big Australian rules football guy, which is not rugby. It's a totally different sport. But he's psychotic about it. And they are over there. He said cricket's kind of gone by the wayside. We'll talk all about the differences when he comes over. But he's like. Hey, saw the series this weekend. Not bad against the Dodgers. 2-1. But now the team's lost again. What do we need to do? I've converted him. He's a huge, he wants to be a Padres fan. We're going to take him out. Going to get him some gear. And the Tier 1s, I know if they see him, they'll take care of him. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know that I'd make it in Australia. I'm not rough and tumble enough.
You are not.
I couldn't survive in the outback.
Oh, no.
I don't think I could survive in the cities necessarily.
I bet you could. I bet you could.
Maybe
in the big
city. Maybe a nice resort town would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be good for you. I've only been once.
What the bloody hell?
Well, you've been to Australia?
In an Aussie accent.
Went to Australia and New Zealand.
I don't think I know this.
When I was in college. My dad had flown his entire life. He had flown so much on American that he came to us in about October of 1 year. And he goes, hey, so I'd like to go on a trip for Christmas. Pick anywhere in the world you want to go. Anywhere.
He goes, Spin the globe.
I've got miles to go anywhere you guys want. You pick it. So we all kind of huddled, and I said, what about Australia and New Zealand? Like, it's the ass end opposite of the world. When are we going to have the
summer,
chance to go?
Yeah, it's Christmas time here. It's summer there.
And so he said, great idea. So he booked it, and we went, and New Zealand was one of the most spectacular, beautiful places I've ever seen. We'd only got a few days there, so we didn't get a chance. I'd love to go back now. I was a drunk moron when I was like 21. And then we went to Surfer's Paradise, Australia, which is just like Encinitas. I mean, it's like, it reminds me so much of Encinitas, but we had the time of our lives, really. And being able to see that, meet all those people was incredible. I did find Australian girls were not a big fan of your old pal Woodsy.
Really?
My brother and I went out like every night, and they had little to no interest, which is different because the Australian guys come here, and our girls are like, ugh, they fawn all over them. So I was expecting, you know, maybe the opposite is true. No.
Didn't work that way.
Didn't even get a second glance in Australia. Nothing. I mean, just struck out every single night.
Well, they have Australian guys that they can pick from every single day.
That's exactly right. And so that's what I remember the most, is my brother and I just completely striking out at every turn.
D says, Ben, you'd be okay in Australia. You can hold your own fighting, right?
Yeah. You'd be good. You'd
never
be
been in an actual fight in
be
my
great.
Life.
You'd be fine. You'd be fine. So that's all going to happen next week. It's going to be a really, like, next week's going to be nuts. Got the Bananas coming to town. Going to go see Oasis on Saturday. It is a nonstop action. Also, I wanted to let you guys know, Thursday, I'm going down to Pechanga Arena from 1:30 to 4, and I will be helping judge the next PA announcer of the San Diego Seals.
Oh, this is like American Idol.
Yes, and I get to be one of the judges.
You'd be like Simon?
Of course. I'm going to
be the mean one.
That was my baby for many, many years, and I hung him up. I retired. I got too much going on, but I want the next pick to be right, so I'm going to go help them make the decision, which is awesome. I'm excited about it.
You could be like Randy. Like, it doesn't work for me, dog.
All right. I know all the bits, but like, I just want the right person.
You could be like, you know, Paula, and you could be a former Laker girl.
You know, I haven't watched American Idol in a while because I've got all the old judges in my mind.
30 years ago. Right. But I'm excited to see who steps up and wins.
Who is it now? It's like Katy Perry, Luke Bryan. Like, who are the judges
now?
You're
pretty good. I like you.
American Idol.
Satan's Blowfish says, you're going to end up choosing yourself. You know what? Thanks for coming. I'm back. Sorry, everybody. Sorry to waste your time. I'm going to be back next year. I did think
about
that.
Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Carrie Underwood.
That's not bad.
Those are the judges.
So I did think about it. Like, man, did I make a mistake? And, you know, it's time. It's time to turn it over. It shredded me. It really did. My voice, all of it. It was exhausting. But it was so much fun. You can almost guarantee that they will win the championship this year. You put your money on it.
Now that you're gone.
Now that I'm gone, you can.
Well, you're a season ticket holder, so
that's true.
You can enjoy it from the stands.
But I won't get to enjoy it on the field, which is where I was really looking forward to the confetti and you know, the whole celebration.
Now, did they give you just one season tickets or lifetime season tickets?
One season ticket. You know how lifetime works here.
We know how lifetime works.
Just one. Just one. So I'll be at games and get to watch from a different perspective.
Like one ticket or at least two tickets? Do you get to bring?
No, family of four.
Okay. Yeah,
I can bring the whole family. So
nice. Eric says in Australia that the women outnumber the men by 7-1.
Yeah, you think I would have done better back then. I thought I was, you know, that was in my prime, bro. Like 21, I was like, this is going to be great. What a great trip. Nada. Couldn't even, like, buy a girl a drink. I mean, they had nothing to do with me there. I'll never forget. I was like, well, this is a nightmare.
Tyler on our chat says, listening late from the beginning of the show, and holy S, Ben's alphabet is the greatest segment of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. Pretty epic. If you missed it, well, let's do it again because we've got the time.
Yeah, we brought this up. Paulie played the clip a couple of days ago on the Roundel Report of the receptionist at the dermatology office who was trying to spell out the name of a bacteria to one of the patients on a phone message, and she could not.
I was giving you a call to go over that bacteria culture that we did here in clinic the other day. So the bacteria came back, or the culture came back with a big bacteria called Pantoia species, and that is spelled P as in pork. Sorry. A as in apple, N as in new.
She goes on, and you can just hear the rest of the office is just laughing. The pause is what gets me. The P as in, oh crap, what starts with a P? Pork?
Yeah.
P as in pork.
So I heard that, and I said to Polly, well, I know I've got a Petco pork drop. Do you have enough drops to put together an entire alphabet?
Do you have a drop of each letter? I said, Benjamin.
Come on, who are you talking to?
Benny. I could probably do 8 alphabets, but we did settle on 1. And so if you have any trouble, for now. So if you have any trouble with your letters, just always use this from Ben Higgins as your reference. This is Ben's alphabet again.
A as in all girls all the time. B as in butt cheeks. C as in
champagne Hennessy.
D as in
dang it.
E as in everybody loves a wiener.
Whoa.
F as in female autoerotica. G as in ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. H as in hawk tua. I as in
I'm so hot for her, I'm so hot for her.
J as in jizzle.
Jesus.
Jizzle James. K as in King Gizzard. L as in loose cannabis.
Yep.
M as in
mmm.
N as in nudie magazines. O as in oh my god. That's about golf. P as in Petco pork. Q as in
what is a quahog?
R as in ram it down. S as in stink fist.
Oh my
T as
God.
In Tommy Lasorda was a great manager. Him and Steve Garvey were good friends. U as in Uranus. Yeah. V as in
Vogel snitch.
W as in weed gummies. X like the drug. Y as in
yes, 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 yes.
Z as in zoot suit.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time won't you sing with me?
I love it.
Why do I sound confused in most of those drops?
I don't know, but it's I need to now hear you call someone. Then use your alphabet. Can you spell that for me, please? Yes.
Hi, my name's Ben. That's B as in butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks.
E as in everybody loves a wiener.
Yep.
And N as in nudie magazines.
Yeah. They're like, okay. Let me spell that for you. Let me spell that for you. Prank call. It has to happen. Here's the thing, though. You have to do it. I can't do it as you. Pauly can't do it as you. You have to actually make the prank call, which, by the way, would be your
first one
and only prank call in almost 50 years. You've never done a prank call. Never.
They feel inappropriate to me.
They are inappropriate, which is the whole
right.
point of them. I have to have it, though. I can't tell you how much I have to have it, but I do. I'll do something for you, quid pro quo. If you do a prank call where
Q,
you spell
as
things.
As in quid pro quo.
As in quahog.
What is a quahog?
Man, I love it. All right, go to break.
All right, we will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we need a contestant on the line for a little real or fake chance to qualify for our grand prize getaway to Las Vegas. And you don't even need to take on Woods today. No musical trivia knowledge required. Just call in now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and have chance to win when we come back with Ben and Woods on a Throwback Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, E is for Eco Water. Simply the best. Eco Water. You ever think about what's flowing through your pipes at your home? Hard water that you most definitely have is not just tough on your skin, your hair. It's silently wrecking your plumbing, appliances, water heater. If you ignore it, you could have to be forced to do a whole home repipe. Like, you have no option after that. That could run you up to about $24,000. Nope. That's why we trust Eco Water SoCal. And that's, you know, obviously a benefit of getting the Eco Water system in your home. but it's just better water. It's better water out of every single tap in my home. I fill up my kids' water bottles from the sink in their bathroom, man. I couldn't have done that a few years ago before we got the EcoWater system. So you should check it out today. You won't be disappointed. Our skin feels better. Our hair is better. The coffee tastes next level. You just feel safer. You're the best, highest quality water that you can get in your home. Call them. Get a free in-home water test today. They'll come out for you, show you what you're drinking currently, what you're bathing in. It's going to surprise you. I'll tell you right now. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water. Now just $9.95 a month. Their phone number is 760-350-3338 or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925. EcoWater, your water should be perfect.
Your old pal Woods over there takes pride in being a different sort of sports talk radio host.
Yes,
and I truly believe that it's one of the things that has helped us stand out from the pack here on the Ben and Woods program the last 8 years now. But I can guarantee that you're the only sports talk show host in America who was unaware that their town's Division I college football team was
Correct.
Starting their season tonight.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing today? I said, well, I'm doing some lives down at Snapdragon Stadium. Woods goes, why? Why would you go down there? I go, because
they have a game.
San Diego State's playing a game tonight.
Tonight? You know,
like a real game tonight? Like their first game of the season against Stony Brook tonight?
Sure, I go, surely you mean like the alumni game or the red and black game or something. The actual game is tonight.
Actual, yes, their season opener.
The season opener.
It's tonight.
Against Stony Brook.
Yes.
I forgot.
7
well.
O'clock tonight, an actual real college football game in the city of San Diego will take place.
They can't be bothered with me. I can't be bothered with them. That's just the way that I roll.
I'm almost glad that it's not necessarily an active choice. It's simply Woods is just unaware, blissfully unaware of
yeah.
what's going on in the college football world.
No, I mean, I'm keyed in on my game Sunday night against the Miami Hurricanes. That's the one that I'm keyed in on.
Would be the Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the U Miami on Sunday, Saturday.
It's
Sunday,
me against Big Sills. This is like what I live for. You know, I've won many of those matchups. You know, professionally, especially lately, but and on the field. But I am really keyed in on that. There's some massive games this weekend. We'll probably do a little college football
tomorrow?
Whip around or something tomorrow. Benny mm-hmm. always tells us the best games of the week. What do we call it? Ben's sexy.
Ben's super
stink
sexy
fist.
Stink fist Saturday schedule
right.
setup.
Yeah, the Catholics versus the convicts, man. Oh, my God, it's happening. I'm so excited. It's just it's a huge, huge bonding thing for me and my dad and my brother.
This could be the year for Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman's had a really solid start. What is this, fourth season?
Yeah.
Fourth season.
I love that man. I love that man with my whole heart, and I really want the best for him and the guys this year. But it's always exciting, and you can go out and lose to Southern or Northern last year, and you want to die. You're like, this is the most embarrassed I've ever been, but I still love you. I'm going to give you another chance. And they went out and made the title game, Ben.
Well, it would be embarrassing for San Diego State to lose tonight. They're playing an FCS opponent in Stony Brook. Not a bad one. I think they're like ranked in the top 25. But again, it's a division lower. So you're playing down, punching downwards in this game. If you think you're a decent Division I team, you've got to win this game handily. And I think the Aztecs are favored by around 17 or something. And we'll see. The new quarterback, Jaden Denegal.
Yeah.
The transfer from Michigan.
Seems
will make
like a great
his
kid.
Debut as the starter. Gives you at least, if you are an Aztecs fan, it gives you a little bit of hope that things should be better this year than they were last year, which was bad.
It's a low bar.
They lost their last six
year.
Games in a row.
Yeah.
I think, 3-9? They were 3-3, and they went 0-6 in the second half of the season.
Still, even moving up, like, even if improving from the bottom of the Mountain West to the middle of the Mountain West, it's still, who cares?
Again.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the goal this year is make sure you make a bowl game, which means you got to win at least six.
Or is it on
it's
the,
a low bar. But
where is it on? Is it on the Chevron app tonight? Are we doing
it's
that?
On the streaming on the Mountain West app and also available locally on KUSI with
okay.
Steve Quiss
right.
on the call.
Excellent. Well, what time's the game?
7.
All right.
So that means college football, it'll end about 11:30
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
scans are slow.
All right, I will watch it. Certainly, I will watch it to first get a taste. Yeah,
get a quarter.
Yeah, I will.
Not a series.
Okay.
Right, Woodsy will break it all down for you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, I got it.
We've got a contestant on the line. Let's get to today's Throwback Thursday game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
The people is Rob. Say hello to our contestant today. Rob, you there?
Hello?
Hello, Rob. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are on the radio with Ben and Woods and about to play a game with a chance to win a fabulous prize. You sound very excited about it.
I'm surprised it's me.
No. Oh, well, it is
all
you, Rob. It's all you today.
You're playing the cut of your jib, Rob.
Real or Fake. It is brought to you by Bail Arms, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And if you can get 4 out of 7 right in Real or Fake, you will qualify for our grand prize. 2-night stay at Resorts World in Las Vegas, 2 VIP passes to their AU Day Club, and a $175 food and beverage credit. Check out the summer rates right now at rwlasvegas.com. Very easy game, 50-50 on every choice. You simply need to separate the real from the fake, Rob. And today's category was inspired by the nightmare I had on Sunday night. I talked about it on Monday morning. I was completely unprepared for a real or fake segment. And I started making up a fake category about Australian cities.
Yes.
I didn't think about it again, but Tier 1 fantasy camper Richo sent us an email and said, oh, I can do that category. And he prepared me for what should be an outstanding game today, Rob. So I will give you a name. You tell me if it's a real city or town in Australia or a fake that Richo has thrown in to fool you. Now, Woods has seen this email, but I'm going to even let you ask him once.
Yeah,
because I doubt he remembers
once.
All the answers. So you get one phone a friend. Rob, are you ready to play?
We're going real with everything unless I actually know it or Woods knows it.
Oh, wow. Holy cow, right. He's got a strategy.
All right, that's the strategy. All right, here we go. Round number one. Wagga Wagga, real or fake Australian town?
I think that's real.
The largest city in inland New South Wales, according to Richo.
Wow.
It is real. That is one for you.
Wagga Wagga.
All right, let's go. Round number two. Maroondah.
Wood?
I think it's fake. Sounds made up.
You think or you know?
No, I think. I don't remember this list.
You're already going against your strategy.
Real.
He's going against real.
Okay.
Sticking with his strategy. And the strategy... has failed you. That one is fake. But you're still well ahead. I mean, he's got 1, 3 more. You're good to go. Round number three. Alice Springs.
Got to go with real.
Yeah, right in the desert heart of central Australia, you'll find Alice Springs.
I thought that was a some sort of spray.
All right, here we go. Round number four. Ulladulla. Real or fake? And, Richo, I apologize if I'm butchering the pronunciations. Ulladulla.
It's a hard choice here, but I'm going to go with real again.
He's going with real.
I like it.
Strategy's working.
Oh, my God.
Fishing and vacation town on the coast of New South Wales. All right, one more, and you are our champion today. Gundiwindi. Real or fake, Rob?
I'm going against my gut here, but I'm going to stay real.
Oh, he's going against his gut.
I thought his gut was real. But his gut told him it was fake, so he's going to go against his gut. But
guess
he's
what?
Stick with his original strategy.
Maybe the best strategy in real or fake history, because Rob, you have won. Border town in Queensland, famous for cotton, horse racing, and country pride.
Amazing.
According to Richo. All right, Rob, you have won. Stay on the line. Paulie will get your information. How about Redwater Downs, Woods?
Fake.
That is fake. Cunnamulla.
Real.
That is real. It's the subject of Slim Dusty's classic song, Cunnamulla Fella. Which...
save that. For something. I don't know what. Just save it. We'll say it again.
It's the subject of Slim Dusty's classic song, Cunnamulla Fella.
All right. Is that the last
I don't know how it goes. It might not be available on Spotify. Do you know much about Slim Dusty? You're our musical expert. If I did a take on Woods category about Slim Dusty, you're saying that you wouldn't
Let's use Cunnamulla Fella in a prank call.
And C then he had, as in?
As in
Cunnamulla Fella.
Right. Or use the word and then spell Cunnamulla-fella with all of Ben's alphabet. It will take 40 minutes.
Cunnamulla-fella.
We can start play at 9:35 on a Friday and walk out the door for the day with that prank call. That's brilliant. Cunnamulla-fella.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, it's a Smart Baseball Thursday. What does Eno Saris think of the Padres' chances now of chasing down the Dodgers, considering they're two games down with 28 games remaining? We'll talk with Eno from The Athletic coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First up, though, tell you about SDFatLoss.com. So the success stories on this weight loss program here in San Diego have been amazing. You've heard about Mind, 40 pounds lost in 60 days. You've heard about Ello, Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr., John Flint down the hall. You've heard about some Tier 1s. I've had Tier 1s tell me about their lives have been changed. 40 pounds, 50 pounds, even 90 pounds. Manny, one of our listeners, lost 93 pounds, 50 in the first 60 days, then dropped an additional 43 after that. You can do it just eating real foods from the grocery store based on the program at SDFatLoss.com. They'll tell you how to eat, when to eat, and if you stick with the program, their coach, your counselor, will keep you going, losing up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days with no exercise, no injections, nothing weird, no hormones, and no surgery, just real sustainable weight loss. For me, that means I've been able to keep the weight off. First time ever I've had a program where I've kept the weight off now 2 years running. I feel great. I look better. My clothes fit. Just all the things you get from weight loss. Less back pain, less knee pain. It's awesome. All you have to do is sign up for a free consultation by going to SDFatLoss.com. No obligation at all. Find out about the program, and then when you sign up, get $200 off here in the month of August during their summer special. Just do it today. You'll thank me later, as so many Tier 1s have thanked me already. Do it today. SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary. Now, to be fair, if you looked at the remainder of the Padres' schedule and said they're going to lose one series the rest of the way, probably would have picked the one in Seattle, knowing that's a good team. It's a team that has had the Padres' number. I did not expect the Dodgers necessarily to sweep the Cincinnati Reds.
I didn't either.
Losing two games has put the Padres, again, in a tough place. With 28 games remaining, they're going to have to finish three games ahead of the Dodgers. So, you know, if the Dodgers play just decent baseball and win, say, 18 and 10 or 17 and 11, Padres are going to have to go 20 and 8 if the Dodgers went 17 and 11. There's not a lot of room for error anymore the rest of the way. Can they do it? Does the Eno Saris think the Padres will be able to pull it off? We'll talk some smart baseball with Eno from The Athletic right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
So we know Eno's done some traveling, just went to Germany earlier this summer. And Eno, I just found out for the first time that my co-host went to Australia and New Zealand earlier in his life. Have you ever been down under, Eno?
No, that's on the bucket list.
It's one of the bucket lists. Where would you say is your most exotic locale ever visited?
Well, I was born in Jamaica.
Oh, I did not know that. Pretty exotic,
yeah. Furthest from where we are, I used to visit Tokyo a lot for work, and we always snuck in a visit afterwards, but I really like Tokyo.
That's on my list.
Me too.
It really is. It didn't used to be when I was younger, and now it's absolutely on my list, you know. Some pretty good ball players out of Japan, as we used to see up the freeway in L.A. Shohei got his first win as a Dodger starter last night. Do you get the sense for him, like what they're going to do? You know, I want to talk Padres, obviously, but since we started talking about Japan, you get the sense that he'll just be like a regular starter when they make the playoffs, or do you think that they will try to do something weird with him and employ him out of the bullpen?
I think he'll be a starter, but I don't think he'll be a deep starter. I think that they'll keep him around the sort of 4 to 5 inning situation he's been in, just to get the most out of him. You know, he probably doesn't have the most innings, you know, in terms of they've got, as much as we've tried to get past innings as a metric, like, yeah. people still, like, in front offices. Like, I remember talking to people in the Pirates front office in Skeens' rookie year, and they had a number. You know, I think he went a little bit past it, but they had a number that they were comfortable with. So there's some number that they have for Shohei this year. And, you know, his previous high is 166. Last year's 132. He's only at 33 right now. But, you know, the number isn't, you know, 166. So I think they'll let him go 4 or 5.
And which is probably, I would imagine, and that kind of transitions into what the San Diego Padres are going to probably have to do with their starting rotation, which, you know, last week it was the topic of Luis Arraez, not that that's died down much. This week is more of the topic of the starting pitching, you know, being kind of a concern going into the postseason. You know, when you look at what we have right now, how do you assess what the Padres have and what their strategy should be going into October? Should the postseason start today?
Yeah, when I was looking at how good bullpens were, you know, I had to, I think I stopped at 6, and that left, you know, a couple of really good relievers off of the Padres' bullpen. So not only do they have the best bullpen in baseball, but they have the deepest bullpen. And when I'm like, you know, comparing them to other teams and leaving Wandy Peralta and David Morgan off of the list, that suggests that you're not going to let these guys go very long. You know, Nick Bivetta can sometimes, you know, run into a home run late. Dylan Cease, like, in the playoffs, I think he goes 4.
Yeah. At home. You know, at home and at most, because he has not won on the road. He's 0-9 on the road. Petco
but
Park,
he just always runs into something late because he's so – I mean, I like the recently that he's been pitching, he's throwing all 4 pitches.
Yeah.
But, like, he's so fastball slider dominant that – you know, I think people just pick fastball or slider. They've seen the shapes. And by the fifth inning, he can be cruising, you know, through 4, and the fifth inning just is like this, what happened, you know? You know, Yu Darvish was good for the first couple, and then he looked kind of tired. And then, you know, sort of fell apart later on in a start yesterday. So, you know, I think, you know, Michael King will be coming back from injury, you know? And you've got Sears. So, like, I think you've got 6 starting pitchers, and I think in a short series, what you've got is, you know, each of them goes 3 or 4 innings at most. You piggyback some, right? You kind of have some. Nestor Cortes comes in for Nick Pivetta. Like, that's a different look, you know. JP Sears comes in after Dylan Cease. That's a different look. And, you know, Cortes and Sears are kind of like 2-inning guys. If they need to be, or maybe just 1. And so it's chaos. You know, it's a little bit of like the Tigers did this.
They did really
and,
well.
And the Padres, like, people that they're going to use are better than all the people the Tigers use. So they need to study what the Tigers did in the playoffs last year and be like, hey, listen, all of our players are better than those Tigers players, except, you know, I mean, Scooble. And like, let's just do the same sort of chaos where every pitcher pitches, you know, 1 to 4 innings.
It's so true.
Yeah. Well, and we saw the Padres use Wandy Peralta as an opener against the Dodgers, you know, to attack Otani and Freeman, and then brought in Randy Vasquez. I could see them doing that with Dylan Cease. You use an opener lefty and then have Cease go through the bottom of the lineup, the top of the lineup once, the bottom of the lineup again, and that's it. You know, have him get the second through the fifth, maybe, and then go to your bullpen. But I want to go back to the Dodgers because I find this very interesting. If they have to play a short series, because they could be in the wild card, certainly could going to be in a division series probably, who do they move into the bullpen out of their rotation? I mean, Glasnow, Snell, Yamamoto, Otani,
Kershaw.
And Kershaw. I mean, which one doesn't get a start in the postseason? That's a very different problem for Dave to manage in this playoffs. Like, who comes in as a bullpen guy? Because you don't leave him off the roster, right?
Right.
You don't leave Clayton Kershaw off your postseason roster, but do you necessarily give him a start? You bring him in out of the pen?
Yeah, I mean, I think with somebody other than Kershaw, it'd be a bigger deal. I think we've dealt with this before where, you know, it's not like you just make Kershaw one of your best 3 starters when he's not. And I think, you know, he knows that. Yeah, his strikeout rate's the rest of his career. His velocity is the worst of his career. So Kershaw doesn't get a start, you know, and I think he makes the roster, and he's almost a situational lefty. They don't have that many lefties in their pen. I mean, Scott is a lefty, right? Scott a lefty?
Yeah, Tanner Scott, he's a lefty. Vesia just got hurt.
Kershaw becomes a loogie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, look, as Padres fans, we're
the pitcher of the month for August.
No question, but as Padres fans, you know, we're hoping for some of that Kershaw October magic that we've seen. And Dave Roberts has never been shy about chasing a big moment with Clayton Kershaw. They won the World Series last year without Clayton Kershaw because there wasn't that moment to chase. It's crazy, but Ben makes a good point of that's an embarrassment of riches right there, like to have five
really
good starters.
Because I didn't answer your question, there's still four left. There are all these personalities, right? Like I think I would talk to Blake Snell and say, you know, an amazing pairing would be like Otani for four and you for three. Like, can you do it?
You can't really bring Otani out of the pen, though, because you can't warm him up because he's DHing during the game. So
you're like, Snell, I can't bring him out of the pen. But, like, we are going to dominate, you know, if we go Otani Snell. Like, can you sell Snell on that? Because, you know, Snell is he's a guy. You know, like, he's going to – he might not like the idea.
He's a – dude, he's covering him. That guy is one of the most creatures of habit guys that there is.
That
you know?
Too,
And so – and I would imagine Tyler Glasnow is the same. Yamamoto is probably my game one starter if
right.
I'm them.
Right, you can't really – you're not going to pull anything with him. I mean, but you can't take Otani out of the pen. So I think that you kind of go – maybe you have a meeting with Snell and Glasnow and you say, hey, listen, like, one of you guys – like, we can't – Yamamoto's game one. Otani has to start. So, like, how are we going to split up three and four? And can you help us?
Interesting.
With this?
Give us one. We'll take one of those.
We'll use one of them.
It's like soccer. We just get them on loan.
So, a two-game deficit with 28 to play, but you don't have the tiebreaker. How serious is this now? Can the Padres, you know, with the easiest schedule remaining, but the Dodgers don't have that tough of a schedule either, is it still, in your mind, feasible here for the Padres to win the division?
Yeah, I mean, chalk is not. Chalk is the Padres win around 91, and the Padres get around – the Dodgers get 94, and the Padres get 91. So they come up short in the division. But like you mentioned, the Padres have the easiest schedule in baseball by Fangraphs the rest of the way, a 465 win percentage. The Dodgers, you know, it's not super hard themselves, but a 493. You know, I think what you're doing – is you're rooting for the Giants a little bit. The Giants last night had one of those crazy wins that, you know, around here they're like, uh-oh, is this like, you know, the even year devil magic? Like, because, you know, Matt Chapman's standing on first base and a throw from the outfield comes in and donks him on the back of the helmet.
Yep.
And like another run scores, you know. And he, the way that he even got on first base was like this total duck snort. You know, should have been an out, wasn't an out, just found that one piece of grass that's not covered, you know. And so, you know, they're kind of feeling good, like, you know, maybe the Giants are getting something going, and the Dodgers have six against them and six against Arizona. Those are two teams that sold and are worse. But, you know, when you sell, there are opportunities for young players who are hungry, you know. And so the Giants brought up this guy, Peguero, who has been in the minor leagues for 10 years, and he throws 100. That dude is hungry, you know, as a reliever, you know, maybe he becomes a shutdown reliever. They're all auditioning guys, Blaze Alexander at third in Arizona. Like, there's all these young guys that are trying to make it, so they're not going to just lie down. And then in between those, they have Seattle and Philadelphia. So, you know, Baltimore's trying to like turn things around. So, you know, the Dodgers don't have an easy schedule, and there's reasons to believe that like they could play 500 down the stretch. And what did you do the math?
It was,
if they play 500,
then the Padres would need to win 18. So 18 and 10 against that schedule is very doable, but I just don't know if the Dodgers are going to go 500. Really good points though. Eno, we're out of time. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
I think Eno nails it, though. The division will be decided by the Giants and the Diamondbacks and how much they care in these games against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Do they hate the Dodgers enough to rise up and beat them four or five times in these remaining nine games they have against the Dodgers, because that could end up being what the Padres need to make up the ground. Padres don't play the Giants anymore. They got three at the very end against the Diamondbacks. If the Diamondbacks and Giants care, like, let's see if we can take these Dodgers down, it could make the entire difference in the rest of the season.
I've been told over and over that the Giants-Dodgers is the biggest rival. So let's see what the Giants do, if they show up or not. I'll be rooting hard.
We got a Throwback Thursday clip for you from the early days of Ben and Woods, plus a Rindle report. Still to come, final hour of Ben and Woods starts next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.